You're listening to SBS News.
Every year, this factory south of Shanghai produces 3 million bicycles. Some are sent to countries such as Australia and Japan, but 80% go to the United States. For almost two decades, Shanghai General Sports has supplied millions of bicycles to American retailers. But the trade war between China and the US has owner Lei Ge worried about its future.
They create problems. You need to work very hard to survive in the business. And have a sudden increase on tariff by such a big percentage, it's very, very, very difficult.
In May, the Trump administration increased tariffs on almost $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. Tariffs on bicycles jumped to 25%. Higher price tags in the US have led to slower sales, which has this worker worried.
If there are no orders, then we produce less, and there's less work for us.
The company is considering moving its assembly line to Cambodia. It's already begun downsizing operations. Since the trade war began last year, management have let go of more than 20% of their staff. Many factories across mainland China have had to do the same. But Chinese businesses aren't the only ones suffering. President of the US-China Business Council, Craig Allen, says the higher tariffs will lead to the loss of 2 million American jobs.
To make the argument that trade is a zero-sum game is idiotic, okay? And to make the argument that it should be a negative-sum game is a little bit more idiotic. Trade is the ultimate positive-sum game.
Negotiations between China and the US broke down last month, with Washington accusing Beijing of abandoning its commitments to speed up economic reforms. It's now threatening to extend tariff hikes to more than $400 billion worth of Chinese goods. It's hoped a meeting between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping at the G20 in Osaka will turn the tide. Lei Ge will be watching closely.
If I have a choice, I prefer stay in China. I wish there's some miracle between the leader between China and America, and they can have an agreement and then take away of the 25% tariff and go back as the old days.
He doesn't want to leave China. But to ensure the survival of his company, he may have little choice.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.